So numbers one and two, we can't go forward with, correct?
Jump to three.
Case number three, 25216. Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you identify yourself for the record?
Chief Mark Petruzzi, MARCPETRUZZI, Chief of Police, Vernon, Connecticut, issuing authority.
Thank you. Would you like to make a brief statement of your case, Chief?
Just briefly, on the August of last year, the appellate applied for a pistol permit to the town of Vernon. Through our process and review, I determined that due to issues of suitability, he was not a suitable candidate for a pistol permit.
We were given this morning a letter about the appellant. Are you aware of that letter we just received?
Yes, I am.
Do you have any objection to us considering that letter?
I do not.
Thank you. Would you like to make a brief statement of your case, sir?
Yes, I was denied for suitability based off of records that were expunged. That's it.
Okay. Chief?
So in the course of doing our background investigation for the appellate, there were a number of incidents that the appellate was involved in as a juvenile, that were a couple that were expunged. However, during my review, there were some incidents that did not result in any type of legal action. There was no arrest or anything. In those events, the appellate was described by officers that had interacted with him as heavily intoxicated on a number of different events. In my review, I did believe that numerous events, highly intoxicated by alcohol, made him unsuitable to be able to receive a pistol permit at the time.
Were all those events as a juvenile?
Yes.
Would you like to cross-examine the chief at all?
The records that I received that I was aware was going to be presented today were expunged and erased, and all of the information pertaining to those records were supposed to be erased. I'm not sure how they were able to see those. So I applied in Tallinn and got denied, and they told me to have those records expunged before you apply again. So I did.
That's an open exam.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, we're
Where we are in the procedure is, do you want to ask him any questions? And you said no, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let us have a chance to ask the chief questions now.
Okay.
I'm sorry, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
That's okay.
So questions for the chief.
Chief, can you detail any of those events that wouldn't have been erased by statute?
So by statute, the issues that would have been erased for any criminal arrest, so these are any of those types of things. So in July of 2019, there was a event in Ellington where they had contacted the Windsor Lines Police Department to check on the appellate's status and trying to locate him. During that, they found out that he had been sent to area hospital for an evaluation. In that, there was an allegation of a injury that had occurred to him that he, at the time, blamed on someone else that wasn't the case and went to a DCF referral. There was another incident in November of 2019 where he was found by Windsor Lacs police officers to be highly intoxicated, drinking tequila, a large amount of tequila in that case specifically, and was disrespectful to the police officers at the time, not to the officers, but to his father at the time, was later located. There was no arrest or anything made in that case. And there were a number of other, again, incidents that I'm not referring to that came up as well. But due to the multiple times being involved with alcohol, that was my concern.
When was the last time there was an alcohol-related incident?
The last record we have is from 2019.
November 2019?
Yes.
Okay. And anything since, I'm just going to joke, how old are you
now? I'm 23 years old.
Okay, I just wanted to sort of figure out how old he is now. It makes it easier. So nothing since he's been 18?
Nothing of our records, no.
Okay.
Other questions for the chief?
Do you think that, did you have a chance to review the letter that was submitted to us today?
I have, yes.
Do you think that there were any mitigating factors that you would consider at this point?
In reading the letter, I understand, I have a better picture of what the appellate was going through at the time, and I will fully admit that. However, my concern is that if the appellate was self-medicating heavily with alcohol at that time, that that behavior could continue. It could likely continue, and that's my concern with the municipal at this time.
Do you think, how do you factor in the six subsequent years in terms of no record that you're aware of anywhere?
I'd be venturing to guess, I'd be making a guess at that point is whether or not the appellate has been still continuing it, but by my experience in my field, if someone is abusing alcohol at that point in their life, it's very likely that it's going to continue.
Other questions for the chief? Now it's your turn.
Okay. So I've cleaned up my act since I was 17 years old, and I've turned a page. I haven't had any run-ins with the law since I was a juvenile. I work 40 hours a week, a full-time welder. I'm very responsible, and I believe I'm a suitable candidate for a pistol permit. And I can't take back what's happened in the past, but I'm here now. So, I don't drink. That's it.
In the absence of Chief Rosenzweig, I'll ask you the question I'm sure he would ask. When was the last time you had a drink?
So January this year, I haven't had any alcohol, as well as her. We just made that decision on our own.
When you say her, who?
This is my girlfriend.
Thank you.
So we just made that decision on our own. I was drinking since I was a juvenile. I haven't had any problems at home or with law enforcement while I was drinking. But we just made that decision to just better our lives without it.
Okay. Chief, would you like to cross-examine?
Just clarifying, you said you haven't had a drink since this past January?
January 1st, this year.
Oh, this year?
Yes.
Can I ask when's the last time you were intoxicated before that point?
Intoxicated? What do you mean?
To the point where you felt you wouldn't be safe driving a vehicle.
Probably since I was 17 or 18.
When you say you cleaned up your act, did you reach out for any assistance? Did you do anything besides just make a decision? Or was there support mechanisms put in place?
Well, my girlfriend was a huge part of that. I did go to therapy counseling when I was younger. I am in therapy now. So that helped a bit.
You continuing to take therapy now?
Yes.
Anything else, Chief?
No further questions.
Questions from the board? Yes, sir. So,
could you briefly describe what your home situation is like now?
Yes, we have an apartment. Cats. It's good.
So, are you in contact with your mother at this point?
I am in contact with her. I've furthered away from her, as well as my sister who wrote the letter that I provided you guys yesterday. She actually cut my mother off completely. Doesn't let her see her kids or anything like that. But I've distanced myself from her.
And so, no, I'm trying to put words in your mouth, any bad contacts with your mother recently?
No.
When's the last time there was any sort of dispute with her that kind of escalated into perhaps physical confrontation?
That was the only time she's physically hurt me was when she was drinking, she blacked out and she bit me. That was the only time she's ever done anything like that. So never, since then, never, she's never put her hands on me or anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have any other.
Any other questions?
I just wanted to ask the appellant, did you want to have your fiance or your girlfriend testify at all on your behalf?
If she wants to.
It's your case, so it's up to you.
Sure.
Well, yeah, we're not quite done with him yet.
I just wanted to make sure that if you wanted her to lend any support, you could tell us that, and then you could ask her questions, and she could answer those.
Okay. Yeah, we've been together 7 years while I was going through these problems, and she's been a huge part of my life and helping me through those troubling times. So the best thing that's ever happened to me is meeting her, and she's changed my life. Sorry, I'm putting her on the spot.
Do you want to ask her any questions?
Did you have a question?
That's more good. Hmm? We're good.
Okay. Any other questions for the appellant? Final statement, Chief? I should note for the record, we have...
Are you going to call her? Are you going to ask her, do you want to call her?
Sure, yes.
Yeah. I thought he'd said no.
Yeah.
Do you believe I'm a suitable candidate for this department?
Yes, I do. He definitely has, since I met him, and he's been taking out of the toxic environment with his parents, he has made a complete 180. And I think being in a more positive environment, having support, I have a really good family and they all love him. So being around a completely different environment than he's been in his whole life has definitely helped, and he definitely has the support that he needs.
Do you have any reservations of him having a gun in his possession?
I don't have any reservations. The last time that there was any incident, like he said, was when he was still living at his parents' house and he was a juvenile and he just was not in a great environment. So I think that was a major thing, taking that out of it. And now the life that he's living now is definitely, I have no reservations.
Chief, do you want to cross-examine the witness?
No questions.
Any other witnesses, questions from the board? Final statement, sir?
While the appellant has clearly not gone to the point of activities that were brought up as a concern when he was a juvenile, my concern still stands that that type of history and that type of behavior does have a clear path to continuing concerning behavior. And while he may have counseling in place, my concern still stands that an event could cause a relapse into whatever previous behavior had happened in the past. And adding a firearm potentially to that environment is highly concerning to me.
Do you want to make any kind of final statement?
Sure. This was 6 years ago, almost 7 years ago, that these events occurred. And since then, I've had no run-in with the law. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I work on military parts, and I respect what they do. That was the old me, and that's all.
Okay. Colonel Overture?
Sure. This is a denial by Vernon. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial was the chief testified to two incidents, one in July of 2019 in Ellington, and another in November of 2019 in the Windsor Locks. Now, both incidents were of concern to the chief. There was alcohol involved, issues with family members. One incident appears the appellant had to go for an evaluation. The appellant is a full-time welder. Him and his girlfriend they both decided to give up alcohol since January of this year. There's been no incidents since November of 2019. The appellant was in therapy and continues with therapy, and he appears to have a very good support system with his girlfriend and his girlfriend's family.
Thank you. Any statements by the board?
Yeah. In similar circumstances, if memory serves correctly, we look favorably upon the changed status of the appellant, but if the events that triggered the rejection are fairly close in time, sometimes we will say, you know, at this moment, we would deny the permit, but remind the appellant that after a certain period of time, he could reapply as more time passes to maybe satisfy our concerns that, you know, he's still in therapy and, you know, the events may or may not be too close in time. I just offer that up for consideration.
Anyone else have a statement to make?
Your engagement in therapy is voluntary, not required by any...
Yes, it's voluntary.
And are you're doing that for personal growth? And
yes.
Okay. I don't see the issue of continued therapy being a necessary requirement for considering suitability, so that's going to influence my vote.
Why don't we go right to a vote then? Dr. Conrad?
For the appellant.
Attorney Sinetti?
Appellant.
Mr. Gray?
Appellant.
Colonel Overton?
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis?
Appellant.
Detective Johnson?
Appellant.
I vote appellant. Congratulations.
Good luck.
Good luck.